This is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N, 7-11-22, 112-58. Chief complaint, fever, chills, headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, leg pain, leg swelling, weight loss, not feeling well. Patient is a 64-year-old woman with history of coronary artery diseases and hyperlipidemia, period. The paragraph, patient currently is on simvastatin and Plavix, period. Patient recently developed above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. She's also been feeling very tired, period. Medical problems, hypertension, thyroidectomy, coronary artery disease, DVT. Surgery, complete hysterectomy, stent placement in her heart, and thyroidectomy. Last period, 2010, status post-hysterectomy. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Oh, she smokes, but she doesn't drink alcohol. Family history, diabetes, no colon cancer, no breast cancer. Maintenance exam, mammogram up to date, colonoscopy up to date. Lab work needed today, but she wants to hold off. Immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization. Medication, Plavix, simvastatin. Review of system as above, 141 pounds, 94%, 98.5, 16, 88, 121 over 49. Heart pulses, 1 plus verse 2. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed. Urological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no dermatomyxinosis, cyanosis, except for evidence of psoriasis in all familiar places. Number 1, COVID test is positive. Number 2, fever, headache, consistent with COVID. Number 3, we'll start patient on Paxlovid. Number 4, we'll start patient on Medrol Dospeg. Number 5, hold off on simvastatin while on Paxlovid. Number 6, may continue with Plavix. Never stop Plavix, as a matter of fact. Number 7, abdominal ultrasound shows a fatty liver. No more gallbladder. Number 6, which was done for abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting. Next number, leg pain. Leg ultrasound, arm ultrasound was done because of history of DVT. And the fact that patient is having COVID and COVID can increase her risk of DVT, no DVT was found. Next number is mild PVD was noted. Next number, mild carotid stenosis was noted. Next number, status post-thyroidectomy. Next number, lymphadenopathy, a glore in the neck. Next number, recheck in 3 days. Next number, doesn't want injection. Next number, doesn't want a chest x-ray. Next number, no history of thyroid cancer reported. Next number, nausea and vomiting, treated with a liquid, clear liquid diet, and Zofran. Next number, prescription for meds was given, including Paxlovid and steroids. Next number, fatty liver, we talked about this today. Next number is history of psoriasis, doesn't like to go to the dermatologist, doesn't like to get treatment. Next number, patient to come back in 3 days. If develops chest pain, shortness of breath, go to the emergency room right away. Oh, by the way, she's allergic to tetanus and hydrocodone. Put that in there. Okay, thanks.